A voice for the ages has gone silent.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Now, James Earl Jones died yesterday at 93. Here's NPR's Mandalita El Barco.
James Earl Jones had a powerful, authoritative, booming baritone, but as a child in Michigan, raised by his grandparents, he stuttered and barely spoke.
It was just too embarrassing.
Jones told Fresh Air's Terry Gross in 1993 that he was able to call out to animals as a farm kid doing chores.
But when strangers came to the house, I wasn't ready. I hid in the state of mutinies.
Jones credits his high school English teacher with helping him overcome that.
We both realized we had a way of regaining the power of speech through reading poetry.
Jones found his voice, and after a stint in the Army, studying pre-med in college, working as a janitor, and considering the priesthood, that voice led him to the theater in New York. Audiences found his stage presence commanding. In 1969, Jones won a Tony Award as Best Actor in The Great White Hope. He played a champion boxer modeled after real-life champ Jack Johnson.
Are you the Black Hope?
Well, I'm black and I'm hoping.
Answer him straight, Jack.
Hey, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody.
That's Jones in the 1970 film adaptation that earned him an Oscar nomination. He talked to NPR in 2014 as part of a series called My Big Break.
The Great and White Hope put me on the cover of Newsweek magazine. I said, that's something.
Jones, who was born in Arkabutla, Mississippi, was married twice and had a son. On stage, Jones performed classic roles like Macbeth, Othello, and The Iceman Cometh. He won a second Tony in 1987 for his role in the August Wilson play Fences.
Come here, boy, when I talk to you.
He played an ex-baseball player who has trouble relating to his son.
You live in my house. You sleep your behind on my bedclothes. You put my food in your belly because you are my son. You are my flesh and blood, not because I like you.
On film, Jones was a B-52 bombardier in Stanley Kubrick's film Dr. Strangelove. He played the first black president in the 1972 film The Man. He was a disillusioned author in 1989's Field of Dreams, but he was best known as the voice of that villain, Darth Vader, a role he played in five of the Star Wars movies, including The Empire Strikes Back.
If you only knew the power of the dark side... Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Star Wars sort of put my name on the A-list for authoritative voices.
James Earl Jones became the voice of CNN, the announcer for TV commercials for Verizon, Goodyear Tires, car companies, and the Yellow Pages. He even read the Bible for audiobooks and CDs.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Jones also had a playful side. He guest starred on Sesame Street in 1969 and The Simpsons in the mid-1990s. Jones said that throughout his life he still stuttered, but he learned to control it. So much that you can't hear a trace in The Lion King when, as the great King Mufasa, he gives advice to his son Simba.
The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be up there to guide you. And so will I.
James Earl Jones, as Darth Vader might say, the force was strong with this one. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.